Leap. I'm familiar with the edges of my limits, and that I could make it right across the river with one great leap. But after consideration, I thought it wise to jump straight into the middle of its length. It was the same distance, after all. Luckily, there was a canoe just within arm's reach, and I pulled it towards me and clambered in. I made my way along by paddling, left, right, left, right. It was not one of those rivers that go out to the sea, fortunately, so I soon found myself on solid ground. I was aware that it was a perfect habitat for wild bears. And being wary of having the back of my head torn off, I walked along slowly, one foot in front of the other, with my hands up, saying over and over in a calm voice, "I surrender, I surrender," and focus my eyes steadily ahead. Pretty soon I could see the horizon. Quite clearly, it represented the future. When I reached the cliff edge, I could get my head lower than my body. That's when I felt all the blood rushing back in. Sliding along safely on my back with my legs straight as an arrow, I was a surfboard on a huge wave. I liked the sensation of linear, growing momentum and started laughing helplessly, like one of those situations where you are completely out of control. Soon I was circling around and around and around, coming to a full stop as I reached my maximum capacity. I stood up and brushed off the grass and stones. "No damage," I thought breezily, and walked up to the first house I saw. "Could I please borrow your telephone or internet?" I asked. Fortunately, it was a house full of birds, not wolverines. Passionately off-grid, they offered to fly me to the nearest airport. "So that's how you came to see me up overhead." My soft underbelly in shadow, like an aeroplane above you, gripped in the claws of opportunistic gulls. "You always talk about how much you appreciate scavengers, and anybody that cleans stuff up generally, in fact. But now I've been dropped at your feet, and I'm on my feet myself, and we are eye to eye, and you are saying, horrified, 'Oh my God, what happened to your face?'